His mom and the others were going to Providence in Mr. Biderman's car. And the next morning at 7 o'clock, Liz and Bobby Garfield stood on the porch waiting for it to show up. The air had that early hazy hush that meant the hot days of summer had arrived. From Asher Avenue came the hoot and rumble of heavy going-to-work traffic, but down here on Broad there was only the occasional passing car or delivery truck. Bobby could hear the hisha, hisha of lawn sprinklers, and from the other side of the block the endless roof, roof, roof of Bowser. Bowser sounded the same, whether it was June or January. To Bobby Garfield, Bowser seemed as changeless as God. "You don't have to wait out here with me, you know," Liz said. She was wearing a light coat and smoking a cigarette. She had on a little more makeup than usual, but Bobby thought he could still detect shadows under her eyes. She had passed another restless night. "I don't mind. I hope it's all right leaving you with him. I wish you wouldn't worry. Ted's a good guy, Mom." She made a little humphing noise. There was a twinkle of chrome from the bottom of the hill as Mr. Biderman's Mercury, not vulgar exactly, but a boat of a car all the same, turned onto their street from Commonwealth and came up the hill toward 149. "There he is, there he is," his mom said, sounding nervous and excited. She bent down. "Give me a little smooch, Bobby. I don't want to kiss you and smear my lipstick." Bobby put his hand on her arm and lightly kissed her cheek. He smelled her hair, the perfume she was wearing, her face powder. He would never kiss her with that same unshadowed love again. She gave him a vague little smile, not looking at him, looking instead at Mr. Biderman's boat of a Merc, which swerved gracefully across the street and pulled up at the curb in front of the house. She reached for her two suitcases. Two seemed a lot for 2 days, Bobby thought, although he supposed the fancy dress took up a good deal of space in one of them, but he already had them by the handles. "Those are too heavy, Bobby. You'll trip on the steps." "No," he said, "I won't." She gave him a distracted look, then waved to Mr. Biderman and went toward the car, high heels clacking. Bobby followed, trying not to grimace at the weight of the suitcases. What had she put in them, clothes or bricks?